So today's daf is daf pei hey, but we'll pick up on the end of pei dal amr beis. The Gemara says, recording a story of the Dibei Nisiyah, the house of the Nasi, or Tafas Amsa the Yasme Mesimta. They took hold of a shivcha that was in the possession of the Yisomim, that when the father of the Yisomim died, the shivcha was found in the Simta, one of these side alleyways in the Tzidei Rishis Rabbim. They took hold of it because it was hefker, called Kadam Zacha. Not that it was hefker, but they must have had a certain shibud on the father's property. So they took hold of the Amasa. Yosef, Rabbi Abo, Rabbi Hanina, Bar Papi, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafwa, the three of them sat. Yosef, Rabbi Abba Gabayu, and Rabbi Abba sat next to them, or across from them. Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Abba says to them, Shapir Tafsitu. It was a good grabbing that the Bein Nisiyah took hold of, because it was there, and it was in the Simta, so they had full rishus to take it. So Amar Lahu, Rabbi Abba says, Mishum de Bein Nisiyah Ninu, Michan Fisalu. You're only saying this because they're the Bein Nisiyah, they're the house of Nasi, and you're flattering them, you're scared of them, and you're showing them, you're trying to make them feel good. So, b'vahad don dino k'rabi tarfon, but we hold like a rabbi tarfon, v'ahadre resh lakish uv dominayu. And he paskins that it's not a good tfisa, and resh lakish would be chozer, would make you return it back. And therefore, one would not be allowed to be tofes it even in a simta. Okay, the Gemara now continues to tell another story that Yemar bar Chashu, because bar Chashu was part of his name, and Rashi says Shem Haish, so Yemar, the son of Chashu, the whole name is Yemar bar Chashu, hava masik be'zuza, bahu gavra. So he was owed money from a particular person, and shachiv v'shavik arva, so the person had died, and he left behind a boat. Rashi says Svina. So Amar le l'shluchai zil tafsi nehalei. So Yemar appointed a shliach to go ahead and take hold of this boat, because there was a lien on this boat. So Azil Tafsu, he went ahead and took hold of the boat for a collection of Yemar Bar Chashu. Pagubei Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Bered, the Rishu, they happened to meet up with him. Amulei, they said, Ah, Tofes Labal Chobu Makum Shechav L'Acherim. So I'm not sure, did they meet up with Yemar Bar Chashu, or did they meet up with the shliach? I'm not sure which one. Okay, so they saw the shliach's dragging the boat in the street, I guess. It must have been a small boat, maybe a little canoe or a kayak. He's dragging it through the streets, and he happens to bump into Rav Papa, Rav Huna. So they said, how could you take this? It's, Tofes Labal Chobu Makum Shevchav L'Acherim. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Tofes Labal Chobu Makum Shevchav L'Acherim Lo Kana. So the halacha is, if a person, other people are owed money, the individual died, and he had multiple people, multiple collectors, one has no right to take hold of the property when the others who also have a certain right to take it. So it's not a good kinyan. The tfisa, the shliach wasn't good. So Gemara says, so tafsu inu. So ended up happening that they took hold of it. I guess her papa also had a certain debt he had needed to collect. So it wasn't that they were passing shilas for her to stam. They said they themselves had a certain time, so they took hold of it. I'm not sure what gave them any greater right than the initial shliach. So let's see, the Gemara explains. So Rav Papa Mimlech Meluche. So Rashi explains Mimlech Meluche. Menhige Ba'ugin Shalosh Shikarin Rimus Belaz. They would somehow lead the boat. So I'm not sure what.
Rav Papa rowed it.
He rode the okay, I guess with oars maybe, or a sail, okay, and then Rav Huna braid the Rishua Mamasach la Beashlo. So what does that mean?
So he pulled one was sitting in it rowing and the other one was pulling it with a boat. They both tried to make
opinions. Okay, so I'm still not sure why this is better. Why is better when the other guy did? The other guy who was grabbing the whole boat and the shook.
Well, the English says, or it doesn't explain why. It says the agent had no legal power to seize the boat for Yemar.
Ah, okay, I see. The shliach cannot represent somebody else because other people, if the guy himself, if Yemar Bar Chashu showed up, he could have taken hold of it. But to appoint a shliach when other people also have a certain equal taina, that doesn't work like that.
Why?
All right. Good question. So the way Rashi explains in the top line, Rashi in Lokana, the lav kol kimine lachov zeh kidei lazakos zeh. He does not have, the shliach does not have the right to, in essence, not obligate, but it's going to be a detriment for one individual as opposed to being a shliach for somebody else. But why doesn't that work? He's appointed shliach. Shliach shaladim kamoso. So why not? What's the svara? imagine there's a very big discussion here. But right. So Tosos apparently here asks, that's in the previous page. Is it? No, it's not. It's Tosos somewhere asks, but I understand, don't we have a person that is a mitzia? So I could tell a shliach, go pick up the mitzia for me. So why does that work? He's picking the mitzia up, and it's chav lachem. Others could have picked up the mitzia as well. So how could I point to shliach? That's Tosos' question. Is it Tosos here?
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Which one is it?
Vamar b'yochan and lokanam.
Ah. Oh, it's out of order. I see. Tosos is lagging. Yeah, right. He's really jumping ahead. So Tosos, dear Maskel, Vamar b'yochan, he asks this question. Vim tomer b'perakam d'bubba mitzia. This is in the Pedal and Beis. The third Tosos up. He says, Amar b'yochan chuli lokanam. Vim tomar di amri b'perkam d'bab mitzia. Rabbi Nachman rechista di amri tervayu. Both of them say, "Magbi mitzia lechavero lo kana chavero." My tami to have a tovus lebalcho b'makum shechav lecherim. A tovus lekana. The reason why I cannot point a shliach to pick up a mitzia because other people also have a right to pick up the mitzia. I can't appoint a shliach. We don't know why yet. Vim kain Rabbi Yochanan damar hasam ha'magbi mitzia chavero kana chavero. But there, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin is the one allowed to. I can appoint a shliach to pick up a mitzia on my behalf. Savor that tovus lebachov kana. He holds that one is kona even b'makom shechav lacherim. Yishlomer the shiny gavim mitzia deikol meimer bigo the zachil anaf shizachin am lechaveri mashenkin hachab. The reason why you could appoint a shliach by mitzia because that guy in theory could have picked it up for himself. He had rights to the mitzia like anybody else. So the thumigo he could pick it up for me. But here the guy who I appointed a shliach has no rights to collect the chov, so he cannot represent me as well. It still doesn't explain why this is not a situation of shliach shaladim kamoso. So I'm not seeing in the back here. I imagine it's a discussion in the Rishonim. I didn't look into it.
Unless the Tosos before says that it's mashma here, even if you appoint a shliach, which is against the way Rashi learns in Bava Metzia, that we only say lokana when you make him a shliach. He doesn't give the svar. He doesn't really give the svar, but he just
So Rashi says it's not that he appointed a shliach. He asked the guy, "Do me a favor, get it for me." But Rashi would say in Bava Metzia, if I have a man a shliach, einachanami would work. But apparently Tosos says no. Even by appointing a shliach, it doesn't work. So it might be a machlokas how to understand a shliach. How much is a shliach shaladim kamoso? Maybe it's really not as kamoso as we think it is, according to Tosfos. Okay, there's what to talk about. Either way, so Rav Papa says you have no rights. So Rav Papa now and Rav Huna are fighting about who's going to be koneh this boat. So Rav Papa jumps on the boat and he's riding it, and Rav Huna is dragging the boat in the water, I guess. And mar amar ani kanini li kulav amar amar ani kinyana la kula. It's one says it's mine, and the other one says no, it's mine. So now Pagabhura Pinchas, now Barami, another Amora comes into the picture. He says, Amr Lahu, he says to them, Rav Ushmul, Damar Tavaya, both of them say, Vahu Shit Siburin Umunachim Bushus Harabim. The only time that it works, you could be koneh this boat. Remember, we can't forget the background. The boat was that of the Asomim now, and they tried to take hold of it because it was in a Simta. They said it doesn't work. It only works when it's Mamish and Rishus Harabim. But in a Simta, then one cannot be koneh the boat at all. So Amr Lahu, Ananami mecharifusa dinara tafisina. So we also took it from the strength of the river. I guess it was going down the river in the Rishis Rabbim. Rashi explains, last wide line mecharifusa dinara lo metanuha asfasanar shi kisimta. We didn't get it on the banks of the river. Elamizeh chatfanuha shaya molicha beemtanar shi kol asfinos halachos sham v'havi kishis rabbim. It was going through the rivers like all the other ones. It was mamish Rishis Rabbim. So also the comedy Rava. Now Rava comes into the picture. Amar lahu kaki chiyura mishalchi glima di inishachi amar v'nachman v'hu shetafsu mechayim. So Rashi explains kaki is a avazim, a geese. Chiyura al shezakenim hayu white, the white geese, because they're old. He says you white geese who are mishalchi glima. Rashi says mafshitin talisos hanashim. You're removing clothing from people, meaning you're taking food and money from the yisomim. Rav Nachman says it's only a good tefisa if the father was alive and then you took hold of the boat. When the father passes away, you have no right to take the boat and it goes back to the Yisomim. Gemara has another ma'isa. Vimi brei de Rabbi Abohu havi maski beizuze beichozu. They were owed money from somebody who lived in this place, beichozu, which we've seen a number of times in Ksubas alone. Shadrinu biyad chama brei de Rabba bar avua. So I guess the ones who owed money send the money in the hands of Chama Bered Rava to return it to Avimi Bered Rabbi Abo. Okay. So, Ozil Parinu, he went and he paid them. Maybe I'm getting confused who owes who money here. Let's see. other way around. The people of Bechozai were owed money from Avimi Beno Shur Rabbi Yeboah. Avimi owed money to them. So Avimi sent the money in the hands of Chama, Braid Rabba, and Chama brought the money to Bechozai and paid off the debt. So Amar Lahu, so Chama, the Shliach, says to the people of Chozai, Havili Shtar, now give me a Shtar to prove, or return the Shtar to me, that this way you can't collect the second time from Avimi. Amrile, they said to him, Sitra Ninu, this is a Sitra, which means what? Rashi explains, Sitra Ninu, Mitar Acher Hainu Noshim Bo Milva Peh, Umachmas Oso Milva Nachzik Bahem. We were owed also money. We had two loans with him. One was Milva Peh, there was no documentation. The one, other one had a document in it. So we're taking hold of the Milva Peh, but this Shtar is still going to be intact. So Asi, now he's, this is bad news for Avimi. He's going to have to pay a second time. Asi the Kamidi Rabbi Yeboah. They went to Rabbi Yeboah. Now Rabbi Yeboah was the father of Avimi, by the way, and the father of Rab. It seems like Rab, no, rather, I think Chama, the messenger, was the grandson of Rabbi Yeboah, I think. Avimi was the son. So Avimi owed, was the son of Rabbi Yeboah. Avimi was the one who owed money. So he went to Rabbi Yeboah, his father. Amarle Islacha Asadi de Parinisine. Do you have witnesses that you paid off your loan? Amarle lo, I don't have any witnesses. Amarle Migo di Chol Nomar Lohayud Var Meolam Michol Nami Lemar Sitra Ninu. So he says, I'm sorry to say, but the Bechazai, since they could have said nothing ever happened, they could have denied the whole thing. Nothing ever happened. You didn't pay us any money. But they were being honest and they said, no, you paid us, but you were paying us the Milva Al Peh. We had another loan with you. So they have a good claim. So okay, fine. So he owes the money still. So the Indian Shlume Shliach Mai. So what about the payment? Rashi says, does the Shliach have to pay the Mishaleach now? Me Rashi Mai, me have a posher shehichser maos ad shelo kibam hemashtar. You don't pay off the loan until you see the document on the table that's going to be returned to you. To pay up and ask for the receipt afterwards, the Shliach clearly made a mistake. So does the Shliach now have to pay the Mishaleach, in this case Avimi, the extra payment? Amar Ashi Chazin, and we have to see, I amrle shakil shara v'hav zuzei mishalem. If he says to the shliach, take the shtar and then give them the money, hav zuzei v'shakil shara lo mishalem, then mishal, he has to pay. But if he says, hav zuzei v'shakil shara, but if the command was, pay the money and then take the shtar afterwards, lo mishalem, then the shliach didn't do anything wrong because he did exactly what he was told to do. He gave the money and then asked for the shtar. And the Gemara says, not shilohi, there's no distinction. Ben kach, mishalim, damle, the tikuni shadartich of lo lavusi. Either way, it's, the lach is, well, I'm confused with who spoke this.
The shliach has to pay.
Right. Either way, the shliach has to pay. Now I'm confused by who said the previous point. But either way, the shliach has to pay the money because the shliach is only appointed as a messenger to do something positive for the mishalach. But to do something negative, to make me have to pay yet a second time, then we lose the shlichas and you're acting on your own. When you pay the money, you're not acting as my agent anymore. You basically gave them a matana. And that's you. You have to owe me for making such a mistake. Gemara has yet another ma'isa. He is a sadavi mifkudei gava meluga dishtara. There's a woman who somebody had given over to her to watch over a meluga dishtara, I think a pile of documents. Rashi's tik mali shara. It's a whole bag of documents of people owing money, mortgages or something. Also, yarshim katavile. So the yarshim of these ones who are holding the documents, not of the lady, but the people whose documents the names were in, they died. So the Yerushim came along and they wanted to collect these documents from this lady. Tavilei Mina, they wanted the documents. Amrilei, she says to them, Mechaim Taftinilu, did you get hold of it? I guess it was more of a question. Rashi said, Mechaim Taftinilu, Bechov Shahaya Chayiv Li, Hechsakti Behem. Apparently the people who gave the documents owed her money also. So, in light of that, I mean, I'm holding on to these documents. I was holding on to it even Mechaim, even when he was alive. It was in my possession. They're all mine. So Asi Lakami de Rav Nachman, so the Yorshin went to Rav Nachman, Amrle Islach Asadi de Tavua, Minach, Michaim. Do you have any Eidim that you claimed it when your father was still alive? Did you make such a taina? Below Yahafsin Hale, and did she refuse to give it to you at that point? Amrle lo, we don't have such Eidim. Imkain Havi Tfisa de Lachamisa, but Tfisa Lachamisa lo Klumhu. So that's the case. She, I guess, took hold of it. Maybe I lost something along the lines here. Maybe did they hold on to it? Maybe they grabbed it from her. Is that what's going on here?
No, I think she isn't. She claiming she grabbed it because of the fact that she was owed money?
That's what I thought. Oh, so Rav Nachman was saying to the woman, do you have Aiden that you took hold of them, Mechayim? And then...
That you were Tovei Mechayim, that it wasn't given to you.
Ah.
So even though she was Tovei Mechayim, because she wasn't Tovei Mechayim, it makes it as though it wasn't considered a Tfisa Mechayim.
Uh-huh, because if she's a Shomer, she's watching all the documents, that's not considered Tfisa. It's only B'makom Tovei, and then they refused to be Tovei. He was Kofert, then she was Tofisa. But since it wasn't in that background, it's not good to consider Tfisa, and therefore it's Tfisa D'Lachamisa Loklami. Another Maisa goes, Hahi Issa, there was a woman, De'echayiv Shvua Be'edina. She had to make a Shvua in the Beis Din D'Rava. The Beis Din D'Rava, for whatever reason it might be. Rashi explains, the reason is, De'echayiv Shvua Shaya Adam Motova Mimon V'hi Koferas. Somebody asked her for the money that she owed her, and she denied it. So she was required to take a shvua that lo hayu dvar me'olam, I guess. So Amrilei Basav Chista Yadana Bei Dechashuda Ashua. So she says the daughter of Chista, who is the Isha of Rava. Rava married the daughter of Chista. Chista is Rava's father-in-law. So she said, I guess the daughter of Chista said, I know her well, and she's chashed on shvua. We can't trust her for making a shvua, whatever reason it is. So after Rava, so this again, this is Rava's wife saying this to him, the Rebbetzin. The Rebbetzin says to the Rav, Rava, you can't trust her. So after Rava the Shua Asher Kenegda, so he flipped the Shua around on the other one to say, if she really owes you money, you make a Shua this way that she owes you money. We find this concept throughout. The Gemara Rashi quotes the Gemara and Shua is about this. There's a Gemara and Bava Metzia about this. So Zimnin have a Yasvi Kami Rav Papa Rav Ada Bar Masna. There were a number of instances or a particular another event. They were papa Rav Ada Bar Masna Ha'isa Ahoshtar Gave. They brought a star in front of them. And Amrle Rav Papa Yadana Beit the Shar Priyahu. I know that this star is already paid up. You can't recollect this payment. I know. I saw this already once before. Amrle Ika Inisha Acharina Bahade Demar. Do you have another aid? You're just the one aid. Do you have a second aid with you? Amrle, lo, I don't. So Amrle Afagav Dika Mar Eid Echad Lav Klumhu. Even though you know this, so you're an Eid Echad is worthless. So Amrle, so he's a little insulted. Amrle Rav Ada Bar Masna. Oh, I guess no, the other one says, Rav Ada says, V'lohi Rapapa Kivas Rav Chista. I understand. Rapapa is no, shouldn't be any worse than the daughter of Chista. So just like she was trusted on her own to say that this woman isn't trusted on a Shua, and we flip the Shua around, so too, we should trust Rapapa as an Eid Echad to not allow this Shah to be repaid. So Gemara says, no, not true. Bas Rav Chista Kimle Begave, Marlo Kimle Begave. No, they knew Bas Rav Chista well. Rava knew her. Rava was married to her, so he trusted her. But Rapapa Rava didn't really know so well, so he didn't trust her. Amar Rapapa says, Hasta Amar Mar Kimle Begave, Milsa, he, Kigon Abba Mary Bari, the Kimle Begave. So Rapapa says, now that it's all depending on who you know and who you trust, Kigon Abba Mari Beri the Kimle Begave, you should trust him. I guess he's testifying that Rapapa is somebody who is a trustworthy person. Let's see. All right. I guess they're saying, so Rapapa says, if it's all about that, so somebody like Abba Mary Bray, who we know is a trustworthy person, who I know well, he's not going to lie, I would be Karana Shtar Apume, I would tear the Shtar if he would testify. Now, for some reason, they switched the people going on here. But I think Rapapa's just saying, in theory, if such an instance happened, I would trust Abba Mary Berry, even though he may have been a Eid Echad. And rip a star based on this. Gemara says, Karina Sakadaitach, you would rip a star based on an Eid Echad? Ella Marana Shtar Apume, I would weaken, I would disqualify the star based on this. I wouldn't allow a person to collect on the star, but I wouldn't rip it, because you never know, they might bring other Aiden later on who might say that the validity of such a document exists. Another Maisa Hayesa the Ichaiva Shua Bedina, another story where a woman was Chaiva Shua in Bezdin Dirava Dirav Bibi Bar Abai in his Bezdin. Amalahu, so he says to them, who's them? I guess the different parties involved. He says to them, Hahu Baldin, Tisi Vitishva Bimasa. Let's make the Baldin, the woman, take a shua in the city, Efshur de Michasva Umode. She might become embarrassed by making a shua in public and admit and not have to take a shua sheker. So Amr Lahu, so she says to them, okay, let's make a deal. Kasvu li zechusa, write for me a zechus, a document of some sort, dechi mishavin yavli. When I make that shvua in the shuk, in the masa, you'll promise to pay me the money that I'm owed. So Amalhu Rav Bibi Barabai, the Dayan says there to them, Kasulo, so write her that document. So Amar Rav Papi Mishum Dasisa Mimola Armisa Milamimosa. Because you are full of what Rashi says, Rashi explains Mimoloi, base Eli, you came from the house of Eli, Shehin Kruse Yamin, the Gemara Rashi Shana tells us this, that they would not live long lives. So Velidni Rashi gives another pshat, Mimola Givnunim Bale Mumim. Mimula Gavnunim, or what, long eyebrows maybe?
It says humpbacks.
Oh, humpbacks, okay. They don't have lives like other people. That's a lush in what they're referring to. But he said, since you're either humpbacks or you are from base Eli, you're saying something that makes no sense either. Because Ha'amar Rava, Rava says, Hai Asharsa Didaina Dimichtava Mikami Dinachve Sadi Achsimas Yadai Psula. So if you write a shtar, like that she's going to get owed the money before the Edim testify, before they sign, it's a puzzle din. Alma mechzi kashikra. It looks like shikra. Hachnai mechzi kashikra. To allow her to write the zechus that she's owed the money, if she does this, that sounds, it looks like mechzi kashikra. You're writing her that she's getting something, even though we don't know if it's going to happen yet. So you shouldn't be doing this. Right, so Rashi just explains a little bit clearer. Rashi is 6-7 lines up from the bottom. Hachnai mechzi kashikra. Lichtov nishba plonis. To write that she swore, and a dying lo nishba, but she hasn't sworn yet, that's mechzi kashikra. So we shouldn't write such a document. I think Gemara says less than not sure, we don't hold to that. Midir Rav Nachman, because we have a statement of Rav Nachman who says otherwise. Damar Rav Nachman Omer Hayah Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would be of the opinion, afilu matu ba'ashba, even to find the document that's in the garbage, v'chasmu, and it was signed, v'nasu la kasher, referring to the get, I think. And it's signed, you could give it to its kasher. So therefore we see what? How do we see from here the concept that's not mechzi kashik, even though it's in the garbage? You find the get is written, but you don't. There's no signatures on it yet. But the name of the woman, the name of the husband, and the name of the city are all there. You could take it out of the garbage, and then you could have Adam sign on it, and then give it to her to kasher get. And we don't say, since it was written without the shame kedushin, shame gerushin in the first place, it looks like shek and pasul. We don't say that. That's what Rav Nachman says based on Rabbi Meir. Here too, also, even though it hasn't actually happened yet, and we wrote the documents, the shua didn't take place yet, still, it's okay. As long as when the document was given, everything was true at that moment. And now, Fila Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan, who argued Rabbi Meir, says one cannot take such a star, such a get out of the ashpa. Since it was written, Shalol Hashem Gerishin, it's not going to work, according to Rabbanan. Afila Rabbanan lo pligi alad Rabbi Meir ela begitinoshim. Only by the Gitinoshim do they argue that the get is disqualified to be in a Ksivil Shema, because there you require a Ksivil Shema. Babashar Shtaros, other documents, a Mamanus, Mo Delay, the Chaman would agree to Rabbi Meir that one can write the document of what happens even though it hadn't happened just yet. Damar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan Shtar Shalova Bo, Upara, Eina Choz of Lova Bo, Shekfar Nimchal Shibudo. So Rav Yochanan says that if a Shtar, that somebody was borrowing money, and he paid back the money, you cannot go ahead and borrow yet a second time. Let's see, Rashi says, Paro Bobayom. He borrows money that day. They write a document that Reuven owes Shimon $100. And that very same day, Reuven pays back the money. Then, Eino Choser V'lova Bo, Afil Bobayom, even that very day, where you can, in theory, reuse that document because it has the same date on it. You could reuse it, in theory. Avagav Dilab Mukdam Hu. So one's not allowed to use that document, that shtar, yet again. Because Shkfar Nimchal Shibuda, Rashi explains, Mishaparu Batel Hashtar, once this shtar is paid off, the shtar is completely disqualified. V'nimtes Malva Shnia Milva Peh, V'ino Govim Nelukuchos. So you cannot use this document to put a lien on any Lukuchos, any property that the Lova might sell off after that point. So Gemara explains, Taima to Nimchal Shibudo, only because the Shiba, the liens were ready, Nimchal. Aval lemechse kishikra, but in terms of looking like it's incorrect, kishikra lo chashin, they're not concerned with that, because even though the shtar was written for another loan, and now they're reusing and having the same terms as the second loan, it's mechse kishikra, because they're using a previously written shtar, it looks like shikra, but that wasn't their concern. Their only concern was the lekuchos, which are always taken into account in their concerns, but the mechse kishikra was not something that we considered, and for that reason, we don't have to be concerned with mechse kishikra. And back to the case is that you were allowed to write that shtar that the woman made the shruah and she gets the money, even though she didn't make the shruah yet, one's allowed to. Since there are no lekuchos in that situation, it's such a shtar is permitted. Okay, Tapa Pehem and Bey is another maisa, full of stories today. Hahu, not the stories that David likes of, but Hahu Gavra de Afkid Shav Marginisa de Tsara Bitsadine. A certain person gave over to somebody else 7 jewels, pearls of some sort, that were wrapped in a cloth. And Bey Rebbe Miyasha, and it was in the hand gave it over to Rabbi Miyasha Bar Bered Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, and Shachiv Rabbi Miyasha, and the one who was watching over the shomer, ended up dying lo pocket, and he hadn't given over. Rashi says lo pocket 3 lines from the top, lo tziva l'anshe beso shechatu misa. He didn't have a chance to tell his children whose this was, and he ended up dying very quickly, and no one knew what. They went through his possessions and found the 7 pearls wrapped up. So also the Kami de Rabbi Ami, they asked Rabbi Ami, Amr le chada di adana bay, Rabbi Masha bar Bered Yishuv ben Levi lo amid. So he says, one, I know that he wasn't wealthy, so it couldn't have been his. And moreover, Hakayav Simana, I guess the person wanting the money back, the pearls back, gave the proper simon. Rashi says, what was the simon? The Amr Besadin Haim Tsuros Vahim Sheva. He says, I know that Rabbi Masha had a 7 pearls wrapped up in some type of cloth, so he gave the simon, so on those grounds he was able to return it. And the Gemara qualifies this heter of returning the money to this individual, lo amrin ela de lo ragil da'il v'nafik l'hasim. Only if the person was not frequented in this house, about ragil da'il v'nafik, if he came in and out of his house often, l'hasim ema inish achrina afkid, maybe somebody else gave it, but v'ihu michzi chazi, he maybe saw it in the guy's house and claimed it was really his. So it had to have been a guy he didn't really see so often, and we'd be allowed to have him return the money. There's a long tosos here, I'm not going to go through, but he says that he wants to know, do you need both or one or the other? There are 2 reasons why we return these pearls to the individual. One is because we know that the shomer, in this case Rabbi Ma'ash, was not wealthy. And number 2 is because the simon was given. What if you have one without the other? Let's say he was rich, but the guy gave the simon. Or let's say he wasn't rich, but the guy didn't have any simon. The tosos ends up concluding you need both elements, that he's not rich, and also the proper simon was given. And the 3rd qualification is that he wasn't somebody who came in and out of this house often. Another mice of the Gemara says, Ahu Gavra, there was an individual, the Afkid Kasa, the Kaspa, he gave over a Kiddush Becher, I think it's referring to a coast, right, a silver cup, Bechasa, to Chasa, the house of Chasa, Shoch of Chasa, Chasa, and the dying, Vlopokin, and again, same thing, didn't have a chance to tell his children what all his possessions were and whose they were. Also, the Kamei of Nachman, they asked Rav Nachman what the Pesach was. Apparently, somebody came forward and gave the proper simon. So Amar Lahu, he says, Yodana Bey Bechasad Elo Amid, I know that he was not wealthy. V'od, and moreover, Hakayav Simana, the person who owns the items gave the proper simon. V'lo Amar Elo Delo Ragiv Aida Anafik L'Hasim. Again, it's only a situation where this individual was not frequented in the house of Chasa. Aval Ragiv Da'il of Anafik L'Hasim, if he came in and out pretty often, Emer Inish Acharina Afkid V'yu Mechzi Chazi. Maybe somebody else gave it to him to be watched, and he just happened to see it and claimed it incorrectly. Or not correctly, but he stole.
I don't see the logic here. First of all, I would probably give it to a wealthy guy to hold on for me. Because if I gave it to a poor guy, he might be tempted to pawn it or something and lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, I'm going to give it to a friend and not to some stranger. So probably I'm in and out of the guy's house a lot.
Uh-huh. So I would say the first point, sometimes people who are very wealthy are very greedy also. So maybe someone like in the middle class, you know, they're making ends meet, but they're not craving for more money. So maybe he wasn't well. Let's say he's poor. He wasn't rich. So maybe someone in the middle class, we'll call them. And in terms of the other one about someone who frequented in the house, I hear that someone who you would probably, you know, a neighbor who you would trust. That's someone who you go to often. But maybe you could say maybe there's someone in the neighborhood. In the first case, it would be Rabbi Miyash. He was a big tzaddik, a big chassid. So here's a person I would trust. Even I trust him more than my friend. I have good friends. I trust Adam a lot, but I don't know. You know, never really know. I trust you much more. I go to his house much more than I go to your house. So maybe I give it to you than to Adam's house, even though you know, maybe something like that. So, I trust you also, Adam.
It's not
really
right.
Nothing to go by.
So, Okay, so then the Gemara says, Hahu de'afki mitachsa. Somebody had given over a tachsa. What's a tachsa? Rashi, levosh meshi, a beautiful silk shirt, coat or something, sweater, I don't know. So he gives it over to Bei Rav Dimi, Achu de Rav Safra. He gives it over to the house of Rav Dimi, who happened to be the brother of Safra. Shach Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi passed away, v'lo pocket, he didn't give the information over to his children. Also, Lekame de Rabbi Abba, so they went to Rabbi Abba. Amr Lahu, he says to them, Achada de Adinya Bei Rav Dimi de lo Amid. I know, number one, that he wasn't wealthy, so it wasn't his. V'yod ha ka yav simanid v'lo, he gave the proper simon. Same thing. It's the only situation where he would not frequent Rav Dimi's house. Maybe somebody else gave it over to him. He happened to see it and he claimed it after his death. Another Maisa. There is someone said to them. Who is them now? Rashi says, "Hahu damer luhu." This is higher up, around seven narrow lines down. B'tavas misa nichse l'tuvia v'lo perish l'eza tuvia. So a person was dying and told his Yerushin, his children, l'chora, that give this property to tuvia. Now there are many tuvias in the neighborhood. He didn't know which one. Shachav, he ended up dying. Also tuvia. Tuvia came about. And he said, give me the money that your father promised me. So Amar B'yochan, haray ba tuvia. So tuvia came. Amar tuvia. V'asir av tuvia. L'tuvia. Amar Rav Tuvia, lo Amar. Okay, I'm getting a little confused here. So let's take this again. So, came along, Asar Tuvia, Amar B'yochan Hareba Tuvia. So that's Tuvia. So what's the problem? You give it to Tuvia. Let's move over to the Masifta side for a moment.
That's the end of this one.
That's it? Yeah? Tuvia. So he says, I guess same thing, that if the May says to give it to Tuvia and Asarav Tuvia, let's say Rav Tuvia comes.
Right. Beforehand this was a Maisa Shehoya. Tuvia
comes. Now they're talking in theory.
Now, what if? Yeah.
Okay, so now let's say he said Tuvia and Rav Tuvia came along. So L'tuv Amar, L'rav Tuvia L'omar. No, it's only just a Stam guy Tuvia, not a guy who has smicha. V'inish de Gisbe. But if we know that they were very close, how Gisbe, so he would know he called by the first names, even though he was a Rav, a big Rav of the community, since they're very close, he called him by the first name, he called him Tuvia alone, and that would work as well. Okay? Let's say Asa Shnei Tuvia. Let's say two Tuvias come along. Shachin and Tamil Chacham. One of them is a neighbor, and the other one's a Tamil Chacham. So which Tuvia do you give to? Tamil Chacham called him. You first give to Tamil Chacham. Let's say two Tuvias come along, and one to Karav and one to Tamil Chacham. Here too also, Tamil Chacham is called them, comes before. Rashi just explains, Tamil Chacham called them, the mistama all the matzik mice of lezakos b'shas misa. Person wants to do the right things b'shas misa. Tamar mar, kol nevim lo nisabu ela lemhaned Tamil Chacham min nechasav. The Nevi'im, I'm not sure exactly what it means, Gemara Brachas, but they only prophesize for the benefit of Tamid Chachamim from their own property. But the idea is that a person at the end of his life, he only wants to do good. He wants to give a Tamid Chacham over the Karav, or over a Shachin. Then the Gemara asks, Ibailu Shachin v'Karav. Let's say I have a neighbor, and I have a relative now. The Tamid Chacham is not in the situation here. So, my, what's halacha? Tashma, Tov Shachin Karav Mi'ach Rachok. Greater is a close neighbor than a distant brother, literally. So we see from here that the Karov, the Shachin, even though the word Karov is being used, it doesn't mean relative in the pasuk, it means someone who's close. A Shachin is better than a relative far away. And you give to the Shachin. Let's say Krovim, Ushneim Shchenim, Ushneim Chachamim. So let's say they're both Krovim, and they're both neighbors. You live next to your cousins, and they're also both big Tamid Chachamim. So then what do? Says the Gemara, Shudi de Dainim. Shudi de Dainim is a very interesting concept. It appears a number of places in Shas. In each of these instances, it's a Machlokas Rashi tells us what is Shudi de Dainim. So Rashi tells us Shudi de Dainim is Hatolas Hadayanim. Lefi Mashi Yiru Dayanim Shaya Darchel Shomes Lakariv Azze Yosemize. O Misha Bishnaim Tov Venog Biderach Yishar Shayish Lomar Bonin Skabin Hamesh Lazakos. Dayanim try to really figure out what their true intentions were based on the evidence and the way they interact with each other. Who perhaps was this mace closest with? Who would he have given the money to? And they try to figure out based on certain evidence and witnesses. But Tosas takes issue with this pshat, and based on the way it appears in other Gemaras, Tosas di Ramascha Shuddha did not dine three wide lines down. He says, Lo kepersha kunchus, shepersha yomdu hadayanam, that they assess the situation, daito, shenosin the mi rotona liten yosra, they try to figure out what's going on. Ella, omer ben tam shadayan yeser, yitain lemi shirta. He randomly chooses wherever they want to give it to, based on no evidence at all, which is very strange to apply in this case here. Why, if you could figure out somehow what was behind why he gave this person over that person, but Rabbeinu Tam, based on other Gemaras, he quotes Gemaras in Gittin and Gemaras in Kedushin, he thinks Shuddha Dani means completely arbitrary, give it to whoever they want to. Okay, let's go Vayikra now. Gemara has now says a story, not so much of a story here, but Amalei Rava Librei de Rav Chia Bar Abin. Rava says to the son of Rabbi Chia, Ta Eimelecha, come, I would like to tell you, Milsa Mal Yosa, very wonderful Dvar Torah, to have Amra Avucha that your father would say, he would say the following, Hod Amr Shmuel, that which Shmuel says, Hamocher Shtarchov Lichavero, Vichazer Machlo Machel, Afilo Yorish Mochel. So in a situation, if let's say I had a Shtarchov, somebody owed me $100, and I sold it off to Adam. So, then, if the guy who owes me money is mochel on the, or sorry, I'm rather mochel on the debt that's owed to me, end up Adam loses out. Vafil yorish mochel, even if, not me, but let's say someone dies and the yorish now is inheriting that chov, he could be mochel that chov as well, and Adam's left with a lemon of a document. So that's the halacha. And Moda Shmuel admits, b'machnes es shtar chov lebaila, but he does admit, he concedes that in a case of, let's say, she's the wife is owed money from somebody, and she gets married, so brings that chov, that star that she collect $100 into the marriage, and then so the husband's expecting to get that $100 eventually because it's his star now that she brought in, and she's mochel on the kavod. She says to the guy that don't worry, don't pay me the money. She has no right. That mechila from her doesn't work anymore because his hand is as good as her hand and he could prevent that mechila from ever taking place. Okay. Let's see. Look at this last tosis for a second here. Okay. All right, so that's really it. On the daf. Not much more to say. Okay, short.
It's amazing that he could be mochel. I mean, you would say, when I sell a star,